The Third Monday in Lent, Love and Obedience Better Than Miracles, by St. John Chrysostom. There are indeed many things to bind us together. One table is set before all, one Father begat us. We are all the issue of the same throes, the same drink hath been given to all, or rather not only the same drink, but also to drink out of one cup. For our Father, desiring to lead us to a kindly affection, hath desired this also, that we should drink out of one cup, a thing which belongs to intense love. But there is no comparison between the apostles and us. I confess it too, and would never deny it. For I say not to themselves, but not even to their shadows are we comparable. But nevertheless, let your part be done. This will have no tendency to disgrace you, but rather to profit you the more. For when even to unworthy persons ye show so much love and obedience, then shall ye receive the greater reward. We have partaken of a spiritual table. Let us be partakers also of spiritual love. For if robbers, on partaking of salt, forget their character, what excuse shall we have, who are continually partaking of the Lord's body, and do not imitate even their gentleness? And yet to many, not one table only, but even to be one of a city, hath sufficed for friendship. But we, when we have the same city, and the same house, and table, and day, and door, and root, and life, and head, and the same shepherd, and king, and teacher, and judge, and maker, and father, and to whom all things are common, what indulgence can we deserve, if we be divided one from another? But the miracles, perhaps, are what we seek after. Such as they wrought when they entered in, the lepers cleansed, the devils driven out, and the dead raised. Nay, but this is the great indication of your high birth and of your love, that ye should believe God without pledges. And in fact this, and one other thing, were the reasons why God made miracles to cease. I mean, that if when miracles are not performed, they that plumb themselves on other advantages, for instance, either on the word of wisdom or on show of piety, grow vainglorious, are puffed up, are separated from one another. Did miracles also take place? How could there be but violent rendings? And that what I say is not mere conjecture, the Corinthians bear witness, who from this cause were divided into many parties. Do not thou therefore seek signs, but the soul's health. Seek not to see one dead man raised, nay, for thou hast learned that the whole world is arising. Seek not to see a blind man healed, but behold, all now restored unto that better and more profitable sight. And do thou to learn to look chastely, and amend thine eye. For in truth, if we all lived as we ought, workers of miracles would not be admired, so much as we by the children of the heathen. For as to the signs, they often carry with them either a notion of mere fancy, or another evil suspicion, although ours be not such. But a pure life cannot admit any of such reproach. Yea, all men's mouths are stopped by the acquisition of virtue. Let virtue then be our study, for abundant are her riches, and great the wonder wrought in her. She bestows the true freedom, and causes the same to be discerned in every slavery, not releasing from slavery, but while men continue slaves, exhibiting them more honorable than freemen, which is much more than giving them freedom, not making the poor man rich, but while he continues poor, exhibiting him wealthier than the rich. But if thou wouldst work miracles also, be rid of transgressions, and thou hast quite accomplished it. Yea, for sin is a great demon, beloved, and if thou exterminate this, thou hast wrought a greater thing than thou who drive out 10,000 demons. Do thou listen to Paul, how he speaks, and prefers virtue to miracles. But covet earnestly, saith he, the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And when he was to declare this way, he spoke not of raising the dead, not of cleansing the leper, nor of any such thing, but in place of all these he set charity. Listen also unto Christ, saying, Rejoice not that the demons obey you, but that your names are written in heaven. And again before this, many will say to me in that day, Have we not prophesied in thy name, and cast out devils, and done many mighty works? And then I will profess unto you, I know you not. And when he was about to be crucified, he called his disciples and said unto them, By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, not if ye cast out devils, but if ye have love one to another. And again, Hereby shall all men know that thou hast sent me, not if these men raise the dead, but if they be one. For as to miracles, they oftentimes, while they profited another, injured him who had the power, by lifting him up to pride and vainglory, or haply in some other way. But in our works there is no place for any such suspicion, but they profit both such as follow them, and many others. These then let us perform with much diligence, for if thou change from inhumanity to almsgiving, thou hast stretched forth thy hand that was withered. If thou withdraw from theatres and go to the church, thou hast cured the lame foot. If thou draw back thine eyes from unholy gazing, thou hast opened them when they were blind. If instead of satanical songs, thou hast learnt spiritual psalms, being dumb, thou hast spoken. These are the greatest miracles, these the wonderful signs. If we go on working these signs, we shall both ourselves be a great and admirable sort of persons through these, and shall win over all the wicked unto virtue, and shall enjoy the life to come, unto which we may all obtain, by the grace and love towards man of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom be glory and might forever and ever. Amen.